I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis for Campus Connection on this Wednesday, April 16th. And Burns, I understand that the only thing missing from your weekend was Teddy Roosevelt himself.
That's exactly right. We had a wonderful celebration of the 100th year anniversary of the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, which is, of course, operated by Oklahoma State University. You know, what the extension does is basically extend the university, the research and the counsel and advice and, of course, students with our state. And so it was the 100th anniversary of that that creation, and it was just wonderful. You know, back in those days, in the early 1900s, one of the ways that extension was delivered was by train. And trains would come to a town, and then some called them county fair on wheels. But basically, the extension agents and others would provide this this knowledge of the university, so basically bringing the university to the people via train. So we actually had a train coming from Oklahoma City to Wellston, and once everybody arrived there in Wellston, there was a great displays and all kinds of booths, and then some presentations. It was really terrific. Had lots of dignitaries there. The Speaker of the House was there, Jeff Hickman. Also had our Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese, and just had a wonderful time. Everybody really was impressed, and many dressed in outfits of the age. So loved it, and we'll look forward to the next centennial celebration.
Burns, a familiar name has risen to the top once again as part of the 10th Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup competition.
Really, and I'm so proud of these students. For the second consecutive year, Oklahoma State University won the small business division of the Governor's Cup. Now, the Governor's Cup requires student teams to identify a concept and then research the market and then write a business plan and then present that plan before a big panel of very strong judges. Our team, called Team Expert, that's X-PERT, Expert Shot from OSU Oklahoma City, claimed the $10,000 Small Business Division Award for the second year in a row. Five members are on that team. They proposed a large shooting sports complex and training center. They presented it. The panel of judges approved it and named them the winner again for the second consecutive year. Very proud of Team Expert Shot from OSU Oklahoma City.
And finally, Burns, it's hard to believe that it's almost time for OSU's annual Grandparent University.
Yes, this is really a wonderful program, and so many people enjoy it. It's run by our OSU Alumni Association. Chris Batchelder and his team involves programs from across the campus. It's basically for an intergenerational learning experience for OSU legacies, children ages 7 to 13. Their grandparents don't have to be alums of OSU to participate, but they come with the grandparents, and Ann did this with our grandchildren. They come to Grandparents University, it's a three-day camp, fun-filled experience that engages these kids in academics at OSU while creating plenty of memories. They enroll in a major, and then they ultimately graduate, and their certificate or their diploma is signed by Pistol Pete. We're going to have two sessions this year in June, and thanks to the OSU faculty, we've been able to increase the number of openings. So if you're interested, be sure to visit orangeconnection.org or call OSU's Alumni Association and bring your grandchildren to college.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.